The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad taste loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No pills gonna cure my head. I gotta beg you to love you.
The doctor is in.
All right, we start this edition of Advanced Medicine Monday. We do Medical Rewind each week with Dr. Rashid Batar, with an interesting editorial comment or commentary in something called the Financial Post, of all places, Dr. Batar. This is really cool. This guy named Lawrence Solomon, he says, get dirty and avoid vaccines.
Well, that's interesting, especially coming from a financial consultant, huh?
I know. Some of these financial guys are pretty smart, and smarter than a lot of the doctors.
Is he recommending gold, too?
Yeah, let's see. Gold. No, I don't see that listed in this one. But he actually is taking on some of these so-called immunologists that are really arguing, oh, man, you've got to have vaccinations. And he's actually, this guy's reading into it really well. He says the hygiene hypothesis perceives unintended results, more allergies. So he acknowledges that those who are, you know, so afraid of germs and vaccinating for everything are actually creating many chronic diseases that wouldn't be there.
And that's actually true.
I just find it funny when we got to go to our economist to learn about health and things, but it just tells you how bad off the medical profession has become.
Right. Well, you know, for everybody that may be listening that didn't quite understand that, I think it's important to talk about that, because the old adage, whatever doesn't kill you only serves to make you stronger, is true not only for us, but it's also true for the various bacteria and viruses and such out there. So if it's not sufficient to annihilate it, which many of these things aren't, what it does is it mutates the bacteria or the virus, or they become highly mutagenic, adaptogenic, and they survive, and then it just makes them more resistant. Now, I'm not, for example, methyl-resistant staph aureus. To me, I still don't necessarily believe that. In fact, I was talking to a surgeon about this. I don't necessarily believe that it's really so resistant as it is that those there's certain individuals that are more susceptible to it. But if your immune system's intact, it doesn't matter if it's methyl resistant staph or it's not. You're
right.
Not going to end up having a problem with it. And
no, we're in a complete agreement with that, Dr. Batar. I want to reiterate that, because when it's told in the media, of course, it's hyped up as a super bug. And it is super in terms of its ability to eat methicillin antibiotics. But it's not stronger. It's just that it's developed an ability to work around or right through the antibiotic that's thrown at it. But if your immune system is intact, it's not going to get you any worse than a regular staph is.
That's exactly right. That's completely right. I completely agree with you. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't get that. You know, if the resistance... the resistance factor is actually more a susceptibility factor that the individual has.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's not so much a resistance factor with the bacterium. It's more the susceptibility factor of the individual. So, you know, Lyme is a great example of this, because they call Lyme disease the great masquerader, right?
Right.
Well, the reason that they call that the great masquerader is because it simulates so many different types of disease processes. And according to the Centers for Disease Control, the incidence of Lyme in North America is about 10 million cases, and some people estimate that that is only 10% accurate, so it's about 100 million cases. But if that's true, if there truly are 100 million cases of Lyme, that's basically, if you look at just the American population, that's 330 million people. If you include Canadian, let's say 450 million people. So that means that one out of every 4.5 people has Lyme. Well, if it's that endemic,
prevalent,
then
mm-hmm.
really the entire population has Lyme, but only one out of four or one out of 4.5 are susceptible to it. The others are not. Why are they not?
Mm-hmm.
And I would posture this because our immune systems are intact and not vulnerable to the spirochete. And so we are able to actually maintain normal functioning and health, and other people that are more like canaries in the coal mine They're more sensitive to their environments. They're more susceptible to these types of opportunistic.
Well, nicely said. The Borrelia is considered as well as some kind of super villain. You know, they call it pleomorphic, changes shapes, other things. But, yeah, what about the law of the terrain? Let me give you the mindset. Everybody listen to this, and I don't think Dr. Batar has seen this, but you'll appreciate this. This is Dr. Moshe Ben-Shoshan of the Division of Allergy and Clinical Immunology at Montreal's Children's Hospital. And he's quoted in this article. He says, we can't suggest we become dirtier and expose our children to more bacteria. So he's taken that germ theory context in there. He says, if the price of having fewer allergies is more infection, I don't know any parent who would expose their child to more infection. But you hear the mindset. This is the argument why everybody needs to get vaccinated, because they're automatically assuming that if you get a quote-unquote childhood infection, you're going to die. But it's not the truth.
But the part that we're not talking about, and what he didn't say, and read that last part again, Robert, he said,
I don't know any parent who would expose their children to more infection, just because they said they want them to have fewer allergies.
But the question is this: would every parent want their child to have a poison, known
mm-hmm.
poison? And that's the thing. And not just a known poison, but multiple known poisons.
Yeah, he sidestepped that completely. No, he didn't mention that at all. And then he's going after parents who are now reinvigorating the idea of pox parties, right? Chicken pox parties, measles parties, to get their kids naturally acquired immunity or infection in childhood, which is, you know, what we did when our kids were that age.
Right. See, Robert, here's the thing. If you look at it from an aerial 30,000 foot elevation global perspective, and you look down on this problem,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about the possibility of acquiring a condition, an infectious condition, which humans have survived from eons,
mm-hmm.
versus introducing a known poison or known poisons into their immune system at a point in their development when they can't tolerate it, to eliminate the potential of causing a problem or infectious issue, preventing an infectious issue that mankind has dealt with for centuries, for thousands of years. But we haven't dealt with introducing poisons parenterally into the developing system for thousands of years, not even hundreds of years. This is relatively a very new phenomena, and you can see the incidence of such diseases as autism, as pervasive developmental delay, as Asperger's, as ADD, ADHD. You can see the prevalence of these neurological conditions, how accelerated they've become just in the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah, it is incredible. And I think that's what this guy is really pointing out as a so-called economist. He's writing for the Financial Post or something, and he's commenting very intelligently about this. And he's concerned about the conflicts of interest. He says, you know, because that guy from the hospital I quoted, he's like saying, well, we're really concerned about the health of these children. And this guy writing the article is actually saying, who has the incentive to curb needless or even harmful use of vaccines and medications? He says, because it's not the health bureaucracies and government, because they depend on that for their budget. It's not the medical research establishment, because they depend on that for their money and grants. It's not the drug companies that lobby for the removal of liability when their products are harmful. It's the parents. He says the only people who have an overwhelming incentive to protect the children are the parents. Man, he's talking some serious sense here.
Absolutely, and he's right on. And the thing is that most people, in the medical profession at all, at least, we'll try to ridicule this guy, but he's right on. He's exactly on point.
And then they'll ridicule the parents as well. So he's taken the side of saying, you know, let's just step back. Just like you said, look at it from 30,000 feet and go, who really is the incentive to protect the kids? These other people are protecting their livelihood, so to speak, their economic ability to continue to generate and enjoy the high society, if you will, although that's becoming less and less possible as more and more parents are waking up to this mess.
Exactly. And I think that when an individual, any individual, regardless of their knowledge base and whether they're aware of the global situation or not, when they sit down and judiciously review the information, it only takes about an hour to 2 hours for every reasonable individual with a reasonable level of intellect to come to the same conclusion. And that conclusion is, I would much rather take my chance of dealing with an infectious issue, either myself or my child, rather than to prevent a potential infectious issue, give them a known poison. I mean, that's you know, when you look at it from that perspective, how can anybody argue? And yet, unless, of course, they don't care about their kid and they're trying to hurt their kid.
Like right, of course.
Or something like that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's not as common. And, of course, as we say here, the ones doing the harm are the ones feigning to protect, and maybe they believe it, but it's more like a religious cult devotion to something rather than having, you know, the acknowledgement that the parents have the greatest incentive to protect their children and that parents are very concerned for very good and legitimate reasons. This guy, Lawrence Solomon, who wrote this, by the way, it was written in January of 2012, but we just saw it today, and I thought this is a phenomenal thing to bring up that, you know, they might try to criticize him for not being a PhD, not being a doctor. But we don't do that here, and you don't either. I mean, you recognize and acknowledge that there are things that people know they have an intuition about and that we want to encourage people to follow that logic and common sense within them.
Well, Robert, I actually penalize people if they are physicians.
I know you do. I said it last hour. I said if you're a physician and duly licensed, you're handicapped. You have something that it alters the way you think and perceive. And, of course, I mentioned you as one of these weird exceptions to the rule that you've somehow broken out of that thought form to where you're actually helping folks with your knowledge base and your abilities. And there are others out there, but they're still very small percentage-wise in that profession.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to what is the motivation behind the individual, you know, to do what they're doing. And as you know, Robert, and I don't think we've ever talked about this on the air before, but I've tried to leave the profession of medicine three different times, and God, you know, kicked me back onto this path for pretty much putting me in a situation where I had no choice.
Right.
And, of course, when I've had to fight, you know, I've always wanted to leave medicine, but I want to leave on my own terms. Not when somebody's going to try to force me out of it. That's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason that I wanted to leave was because I was pretty much fed up and embarrassed and just, you know, it wasn't fulfilling the way I had expected it to. And, of course, the last time was when Abby got sick. And so that was, you know, that was, 14 years ago. But since then, I have not argued with it. And when I said not argue with it, not argue with the universal consciousness, not argued with the Creator. This is what I'm supposed to do. It, you know, so we do it. And the motivation is to get people better. There's no other motivation in that. When I see an individual that is not a doctor but that has that natural ability to heal, which we all do, because in fact, I think I've heard it somewhere in some radio show, you know, the power to heal is yours. I don't know where that was.
In fact, Dr. Bitar, Ty Bollinger tells me in the next series, Quest for the Cures, that you're in as well, he actually has you saying the power to heal is yours. So you're going to be famous, my friend. Hey, stick around. We're up on a break. When we come back, we've got a follow-up question about blood pressure and a little bit on tinnitus as well, but they've done some things and they want to know if they need to do more. And Dr. Bitar is here, Advanced Medicine Monday. Check it out, medicalrewind.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wherever you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're happy you're doing so. Each and every Monday, we begin the week here with Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine. He's the author of the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. All of those things are linked up, including a video series you can tap into. And MedicalRewind.com is also a place you can have easy access to the hundreds of hours of archives. Dr. Bitar, since we went weekday, I know you only appear once a week unless we can get you more, but we're on show 1000 on Thursday, the 2nd of October, since we started going daily. So we've been cranking up the shows.
Wow, that's for the Medical Rewind. That's for the whole show.
Including Medical Rewind. Yeah. So just so you know, in case you feel like we're just lazing about when you're not on the air, we're working hard.
Yeah, I know you are.
I know you are. So power to heal is yours. Great story.
We know that.
Super Don is too. Definitely.
Oh, he is. Okay. I thought maybe Super Don was just hanging out, but you were working hard.
Well, today he's working hard because it's like International Coffee Day.
Indeed.
Oh, I gotcha.
Woo-hoo! So,
go ahead. I want to finish off that thought before we went to the break, because we were talking about, you know, what the agenda is for an individual, and what I personally think is sometimes people end up wanting to, you know, what their motivation is to help people. And I've had certain situations and time where I have come across individuals that are not doctors, that are not credentialed or don't have a degree, but have very, very innate powers within themselves, which, again, as I said facetiously before, the power to heal, you know, we've heard that somewhere before. We truly all do have that. Every human being has that. Not only the power to heal themselves, but the power to actually heal other people, because we are all energy beings. Mm-hmm. And I have come across, I'll give you a perfect example. I had a woman that was a hairdresser, and she had just some very unique ability, and I had sensed it when I first met her, but to the point that people that would go get chemotherapy, they would come to her. She was a hairdresser, and she would do wigs for these people. that had lost their hair after chemotherapy. And she would, people would just come in just so that they could have her put her hands on them, because when she was fitting them with the wigs, they would feel better. It was that powerful. And I had her working in my clinic for almost a year until she moved away, just when patients would come in, because she could feel what the issue was energetically, what their issue was. And it was always an emotional issue. And she was able to take a lot of these issues away. And I'll tell you, it was so powerful. We didn't even know what to call the treatment, so we just called it a counseling session. And that's what they would go in there and they would counsel. So I think that, you know, I don't care whether a person has a degree or not. I just want a person to get better. If a patient, if I can send somebody to some shaman in a different country and they can help the patient and I can't help them, that's where I'm going to send them, because I want them to get better. Because individually, here's what happens. Energetically, when that person gets better, they're going to remember the person, regardless whether I helped them or I directed them towards the help. And when they think of you in a positive way, that's the same thing as a prayer. It's an intention.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it's a selfish reason. That's why I'm doing it. I'm sending them wherever I need them to get better. So it's selfishly, because I want them to have a positive intention towards me.
But it's such a beautiful thing. May I say that? Now, you know, don't let Ty say I said that, but that you know, that you have that heart of that healer. That's what we talk about. You know, you're an intelligent guy, of course, as well. But the thing is, you acknowledge that connection for all people to be able to access that healing. And however it comes, it might be wrapped in a package different than you or I are even trained in. But to remain open to the gifts of spirit, that's perhaps one of the greatest gifts that you can give anybody, much less yourself, in that healing realm. Well, so I just, you know, I love hearing it. It makes me happy. It makes me smile.
Well, Ty is a perfect example of this, and don't let, you know, make...
I won't tell you.
We don't try to hear this at all. But, you know, Ty is a perfect example of a person that's a CPA and has never had an interest or expressed an interest to do with health or healing until this thing happened with his parents. I mean, he was health-oriented, you know, he bodybuilt and he was an athlete, et cetera, but as far as making something that's completely different from his vocation, where he started talking about health and healing and you know, all these other principles that you would expect from not a CPA,
right?
But maybe CPAs and not with this financial analyst writing this article about, you know, get dirty and the boy back. Who knows? There's a new trend coming.
Maybe we need to redirect Obamacare to help the CPAs and the financial analysts to become the doctors, and then we'll all be much healthier because of it. As long as they're not selling us like Federal Reserve notes, like Twinkies, but that's another story. Listen, we're up against another break here just about, Dr. Bitar, but we've got two really important questions of the day. As I said, I've been teasing it, and we're going to get to it. The blood pressure follow-up, a little bit related to tinnitus, the ringing in the ears, and then a question about cervical cancer. I don't know that we've talked about this in detail. A medical procedure, could it be doing more harm than good? Stick around. 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show here 6 days a week. Dr. Bitar here once every week. Advanced Medicine, it's called. And we'll be back with Dr. Bitar and you all and Super Don after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Robert, Scott, Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert, Scott, Bell.
All right, we got more healing to do with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We do advanced medicines, medicalrewind.com. If you want to go directly to archives, make it easy for you. And that links out to a whole plethora of healing. But we got them. While we got them live on the air with us, we got questions of the day. You peoples out there, you want answers, we got them. Stand by. This is it. Hello, RSB and Super Don and Dr. Bitar. I wrote to you about 9 months ago about high blood pressure. I was taking 3 meds for it, and after following your advice, I am now off 2 of them completely and still working on the 3rd. By the way, we don't give advice technically on the show. We just provide information, just so you know. And I know, Dr. Bitar, you concur, because you're not our patients out there. You're just listening. We're educating and informing, which is distinct and different. But that's pretty cool, though, that they apply what we're talking about here and down to 1 and working on getting rid of that.
Yep, that's excellent. You can't ask for anything more. I mean, you just slow but steady and doing it, you know, coming off the medication is one of the key benefits in itself. So congratulations to her.
Yeah, so she continues. This is who's writing it, Kelly. Kelly says, it just occurred to me that I should have asked you guys about tinnitus back then, as I have been plagued by a high-pitched buzzing sound in both ears for about 2.5 years now. It just seemed to come up out of the blue. She says, I don't listen to loud music, but over 10 years ago, she worked in a highly industrial area, but she used hearing protection. She has been exposed to lots of crude oil while cleaning up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. That's an interesting clue. And lots of chemicals associated with the oil industry. And she says, I imagine I may need a professionally administered detox, but is there anything else I can do while I save up my pennies for that? Thanks again for all you do to keep us able to take charge of our own health, Kelly G. Kelly, and by the way, tinnitus is a common side effect to many drugs as well. I just want to mention that before you kick into gear here, Dr. Pitar.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's actually associated with salicylate poisoning, and it's also associated with lead poisoning.
Interesting. So if she posited, rightly so, to go for, a more intense level detoxification, I think that would be critical. I mean, I'm not opposed to saying, hey, you could take a tinnitus remedy made in homeopathic form. It might help you, but if there's still the exacerbation of nerve injury or pain associated or the tinnitus associated with these toxins, that's not going to take it away.
Exactly, and if it does, it's just going to be temporary at best because the underlying etiological component, the cause of it, has not been addressed. And I would venture to say it's probably lead because, she kind of gave that history of the oil spill and this, you know, lead, cadmium, and mercury are high constituents of oil. Basically, combustion of fossil fuels is where you get the cadmium, lead, and mercury exposure the most. And inhalation is actually the worst way of getting it. Now, of course, she probably wasn't inhaling it, but still the exposure aspect, I'm sure she has a lead. I would say 95% certainly she's got a lead issue, and if she can get the lead removed, she'll start seeing a pretty rapid improvement in the tinnitus.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So, yeah, continue the course, and you're an inspiration to us, Kelly, for following what we've said here and actually seeing the improvement. I mean, that's the point of what we've been talking about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And, you know, sometimes it might be upsetting to some doctors out there to say, oh, you're taking away my business. Like, dude, if you can't get enough people to come to you, that's another problem altogether, because there are so many sick people that are so toxic that it doesn't matter how many people we help, there's going to be millions of others that still need help. So if you're complaining about there, you're probably not a loyal fan to the show anyway. Never mind.
Well, I was going to say, if somebody's complaining about that, there's many other deeper issues you've got to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. You might want to find another profession. Maybe go into CPAing. You'll do better. Who knows? But here's one from Roger. Roger is a loyal, I do know, is a big-time listener of the show, big fan of Dr. Pitar. He says, hi, RSB and Dr. Pitar. I have a friend that has been diagnosed with cervical cancer. The test used was done by scraping the cervix. The biopsy was sent to the lab, and the result on a scale of 1 to 10 was an 8. She is scheduled for surgery on October 30th, so the end of next month. The surgery is the LEAP, L-E-E-P procedure. Super Don, do you have that in front of you, the LEAP, how to say it, the LEAP procedure?
The LEAP procedure is Loop Electrosurgical Excision Procedure.
Are you familiar with that one, Dr. Pitar? I know you don't necessarily do cervical surgery, but it's something that's probably somewhat known.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty standard thing in medicine.
Yeah, he says it involves scraping deeper. But he's asking, is this one of those scam deals just to do the surgery? He's always focused on natural, just wants to know. I mean, obviously there might be a point where you do need to remove certain cancerous cells, but couldn't that also create even worse problems, you know, where you have chronic injury and chronic inflammation after the fact if you don't know what to do?
Well, it's no different than any other surgical procedure. The only difference here is that they're using an electrical, like a cauterization type technique, as opposed to a surgical blade type technique. And the reason is because that area of the body is highly vascular, so you can have easily a complication of bleeding that can't be stopped. So they usually use some type of cauterizing component. And so that's what basically the LEAP procedure is. And it's no more safer or more detrimental than any other type of surgical debulking type component.
Right.
And there's no radiation or anything like that. So compared to the other options, chemo and radiation, it is, in my opinion, even though it sounds counterintuitive, it is the least invasive. Surgery is always, I know that for people listening, they would think, well, surgery is the most invasive, but in actuality, you're not changing the morphological characteristics of the tissue when you do surgery. You're cutting it, yes, but you're not mutating it and burning it and chemically altering it like you do chemo radiation, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, I wouldn't have any more concern using a LEAP than I would any other type of surgical procedure, if that's your question.
Yeah, because there was a DNC kind of thing. But I think, you know, the bigger issue that I raised for all women listening today is the question is, why would we see an incidence of severe, you know, cancer of any kind, much less in the cervical region? You know, it brings to mind all of the toxicities you talk about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away.
Yeah, you're right, Robert. I think that, you know, when you're talking from a general population standpoint, women, as a general, should be aware, and men also should be aware on their side, because the prostate and the cervix, think of them as analogous, okay? It is the uterus, the cervix, that the endometrial region, a woman should be very attached to it, okay? I'm trying to say that. I'm trying not to be too facetious, but literally, we should not be so easy at allowing somebody to take the uterus away, just like we shouldn't be so easy if you're a man. Don't allow somebody to say, oh, well, let's go and remove your prostate. You know, they're thought to be these elective organs, and they're not. We don't understand fully yet in medical science how crucial the uterus is for its for the individual, like the prostate. In fact, Dr. Frederick Dowie did a study, and he looked at the life expectancy of individuals, prostate cancer patients, that had no surgical intervention versus debulking with a TURP, versus a TURP is a transurethral resection of the prostate, versus having a radical prostatectomy. And they looked at the difference between the radical prostatectomy, the TURP, and the no surgical intervention, just letting the patient go down whatever course they're going down, but no surgical intervention, meaning that the prostate is still intact. And I don't remember the difference between the TURP and the radical prostatectomy. I think it was pretty similar. But the people that had their prostate intact, their survival rate was like a year, 1.8 years longer than the other group, keeping the prostate intact. Now, we wouldn't think that, okay, wait a second, you're taking out the organ with the cancer, then why is the other group living longer? Well, that's the whole point, that there are other aspects that we don't understand. So we're actually decreasing life when we just take out the prostate. And the same thing with the uterus. So I have a real, real issue whenever we talk about taking out certain organs, because it's not like you can put it back in.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
The gallbladder is not functioning. Okay, it's down to, you know, we talked about this before on the air. 90% dysfunction is only 10% functioning left based on the HIDA scan. Okay, what do? We take it out. Wait a second. You got went from 100% down to 10%, and instead of saying we got to do something to bring that 10% up to 20, 30, 50, 100%, what do we do? Let's take it down to zero, and now we just take the whole gallbladder out.
Yeah,
that?
Exactly. Yeah, and unfortunately, in so many cases, we've talked about the fear induced via even genetics, like mom and your sister and your aunt. They all had some form of cancer, breast, cervical, or otherwise, ovarian, and they're convincing women to prophylactically remove their body parts. And yet we covered a story just the other day about a woman who had all of that removed because she was afraid, because she was told she had the BRCA1 gene mutation, as they call it. It turns out she still got cancer. She still got cancer.
I was just going to say, I bet she still got cancer, right?
Yeah, and then they even called it cervical cancer or ovarian cancer, even though she had no ovaries.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, we're dealing with a high-level ignorance within the medical profession. It's butchery at that point, as opposed to genuinely reacting out of necessity in a real crisis to remove something. Of course, our goal and the goal with your book as well and what we do together is to keep people out of that crisis, or even if they're in it, if they're not it's not a life and death impending scenario, perhaps they can make those changes, and we've reported on it. Ty Bollinger has reported on it for years, the reversal of cancer without chemo, radiation, and surgery.
Right, right. I mean, this is, you know, when you say it's high level of ignorance, Robert, I have a hard time making an excuse and saying this, writing it up to ignorance. I think
maybe to some extent some people are ignorant about it, but I think that on the higher echelons of medical education, they know the truth, and it's orchestrated. It's, you know, it goes back to the history of medicine. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, and that history, that lost history is something, again, we bring up, and you know, you've referred to it, Ty's written about it, I've written about it, and it's something that, you know, if we give some level of ignorance to those who have been programmed or brainwashed, they have to be open and willing to re-look or look for the first time at a history they were not taught, that they were purposefully not taught for the purpose of controlling their minds as well.
Right, and to me, you see, it's almost when you condone their ignorance by saying, well, they just are not aware of it, it's almost taking away from those that have, you know, that have the knowledge. It's almost like, well, how did they get the knowledge? We weren't taught this in school. So, you know, there's some part of this is just sticking your head in the sand and saying, you know, I don't see, I don't hear, and
yeah. Well, we'll pull the sand out of everybody's ears if we have a little bit more time to do it with Dr. Rasha Bitar here on Advanced Medicine. And, of course, medicalrewind.com. If you miss any of these shows, easy access directly linked there as well to Dr. Bitar's books. So stick around. We're going to wrap it up after this break. Dr. Bitar is with us still.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To the question of the day. See, real time, while we're on the air, those of y'all who listen to it live have an advantage. You can actually interact with us live on the air by calling or through social networks, etc. Roger says, hey, thanks to Dr. Batar, but he was worried about this woman having this done every few years. Won't that cause scar tissue over time, creating more of a problem? What do you think, Dr. Batar?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, it will, but the problem is really, I mean, again, you have to ask, you know, listen to the question that's being asked. If the underlying issue has not been resolved, then you're going to continue having the same problem, and then you're going to continue doing the same thing, which is this leap procedure. And according to Einstein, the definition of insanity is to keep on doing the same thing and expect different results. Obviously, the underlying issue hasn't been addressed, and of course you're not going to, you know, have a resolution to that underlying issue when you haven't addressed it properly. So then you're going to have the necessity of repeating the procedure. But the question is, why isn't the underlying issue not being addressed? It's not a problem with the scarring of the leap procedure.
No, it's clear to me she has not read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. That's what I take away from it. Because, listen, and it's not a joke. It's like if you keep going back in, just as you said, for the same procedure, oh, my gosh, the same thing happened. We removed it and it grew back. What is that? Well, it means that whatever caused it has not been addressed. You're simply managing or excising the symptom, which is, you know, the whole idea of the extremities that they go to by removing their extremities, breasts or the internal organs to prevent cancer that are not caused by those organs, right? The cervix is not the cause of cervical cancer. Removing it doesn't remove what it really is. And that is, again, something that in oncology they don't acknowledge. If they look to toxins, if they look to deficiencies, they're out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Robert. I like that. Cervix is not the cause of cervical cancer. You know, as silly and as funny as that sounds, it would probably be very helpful for a lot of people to hear that message.
It means, listen.
You just apply whatever cancer you want. Insert whatever cancer you want in there, but that's exactly what you said is something that I think a lot of people would benefit from that.
Yeah, What endocrine disruptors does she have in her system or in her environment? What heavy metals is she burdened with? What minerals is she deficient in? I mean, there's so many things that could be contributing to this. It's not one thing, but as we talked about even last week, that if you do the things that are in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, your life changes. Your physical body manifests differently. not because it's, you know, a miracle, unless you say it's a miracle as a changed consciousness, which is, you know, maybe true for a lot of folks that are stuck in their ways. But it's not just about removing things. It's about transforming your life by doing something different, which also starts with something very important, your belief about something, your belief about life itself, your belief about cancer. Those things are the starting points as well.
Yeah, absolutely right, Robert. Well said.
Yeah. So with that, let's see. Real quick, we got a question about the flu. Somebody is concerned because they're really pushing the flu miss this year in these schools, and she wants to know what she could present to the school board when they have their meetings. And I just said open up the flu mist insert and make that into a PowerPoint, and you will show that that flu mist is an active virus, and 21 to 28 or more days after the mist, you are contagious. You can spread it around by sneezing and breathing and coughing and wheezing in the schools. They're going to precipitate the very flu that they're claiming to want to prevent.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great, great thought, because just use the data in the drug insert stuff. You know, it's amazing how much information is in those drug inserts. For example, side effects of anti-seizure drugs is seizure activity. That's the number one side effect. Now, how many people do you think would actually take seizure medication were they to know that the chances of them having a seizure are exponentially increased just by taking the drug? And I'm just using that as an example. I know that has nothing to do with the flu vaccine, but that's an important part for people to understand that, look, there's a reason that these drug inserts are put in there, and maybe they're just relying on people being completely lazy and not reading them. But, you know, read that stuff, and I don't think any logical person of reasonable intellect would continue to do any of those drugs if they just read the drug insert.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And any of our environmentalist friends, when you realize what a vaccine is, it's taking all the pollution you claim you don't like and putting it right into a syringe and injecting it into helpless little babies. If you're for vaccination, you are not an environmentalist, because you're destroying the very environment that is necessary for healthy life in that baby, in that child, in that soon to be hopefully a healthy adult. But, man, the challenge is on each and every week here when we come together with this kind of information. I love that we can ratchet it up further.
Well, it's if it helps one person, even, Robert, it's well worth the time, right?
Absolutely it is. Well, we got lots of exciting things happening this year. I know we're sort of heading toward the end of the year, but we've got a lot of cool stuff that Dr. Bitar will be revealing each and every week. Don't miss an Advanced Medicine Monday, or whatever day he happens to show up, it's Advanced Medicine. And, of course, go to medicalrewind.com if you miss the show. All the links are up, including to his book. Dr. Bitar, take us out. You know what the message is.
And the power to heal is yours.
Thank you, my friend. Be back tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30daysfoodsupply.com.